Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
The Cochrane HIV-AIDS Group has worked on a collection of reviews for the World Health Organization's latest guidelines. Amy Sturt from Stanford University in the USA describes the findings for the new review of antiretroviral therapy for treating pregnant women.
Mother-to-child transmission, or MTCT, is the main way in which children acquire HIV infection. It occurs at three key time points during pregnancy and the postpartum period: in utero, at birth, and during breastfeeding. Strategies to reduce MTCT focus on these periods and include antiretroviral therapy, known as ART, for the mother and infant, cesarean section before onset of labor or rupture of membranes, and complete avoidance of breastfeeding. If these interventions are combined, the risk of MTCT can be as low as 1 to 2%. As David mentioned, our Cochrane review was prepared at the request of the World Health Organization to inform their new guidelines on preventing MTCT. And because HIV in pregnancy is a research interest of mine, I was pleased to be involved in this review of ART for pregnant women whose own health needs make them eligible for this therapy. We found that ART is a safe and effective means of providing virologic suppression for these women and for reducing MTCT. We were interested in both randomized trials and observational studies. Our literature search found three randomized trials and six intervention cohort studies that met our pre-specified inclusion criteria. The women in the studies were pregnant and required ART for their own health, according to the 2006 World Health Organization guidelines. We were not able to combine the results because of inherent differences in the studies. However, the evidence consistently supports the use of ART to prevent MTCT in women who require ART for their own health. With each of three different drug combinations decreasing rates of MTCT to 5% or less. The Keshobora study randomized women to triple antiretroviral or short course regimens and showed that in utero transmission rates were similar for both. However, by decreasing the late postnatal transmission of HIV, the triple regimen significantly lowered HIV transmission or death at 12 months, compared to the short course regimen. The Mabana study did not find differences between the study treatments in HIV-free survival of the infants at 6 months, suggesting that many types of ART may be effective in preventing MTCT. For pregnant women, ART, when given for their own health, is effective in providing virologic suppression with a low risk of maternal side effects. The number of women experiencing severe adverse events ranged from 4 to 15 of every 100 women in the studies. When a woman takes ART for her own health, there is a significant decrease in HIV transmission or death for her baby, but this benefit does come with a risk of side effects for the unborn child. Two cohort studies suggested a correlation of low birth weight with antiretroviral use, although this relationship was not seen in the randomized trials we reviewed. The Mabana study also raises a long-standing concern about whether in utero exposure to protease inhibitor-based ART leads to preterm birth. In conclusion, several uncertainties remain about the use of additional regimens and their side effect profiles for mothers and their children. The best time to start ART, taking account of the mother's laboratory parameters and the stage of the pregnancy, remains unclear, and further research needs to investigate long-term mortality and the virologic, immunologic, and clinical efficacy of ART in this population.
You can read this review, its updates when new research becomes available, and other Cochrane reviews relevant to the guidelines on mother-to-child transmission of HIV as they appear at www.thecochranelibrary.com.